There's more Your Tech Report after this.
Back talking all about NAB from just a couple of weeks back in Las Vegas. One of the booths that we had to visit when we were at NAB is, of course, DJI. You know them because they're friends of the show and we have them on the show all the time. And of course, we're big drone fans. So I had the opportunity to catch up with one of their engineers and drone pilot and cinematographer, Ferdinand Wolf, all about the new Inspire 3, and we dove into his career too.
So you've got engineering background, you've got filmmaking background, you've got, I mean, this is, it's an incredible, and it's important to establish that so people know that it's not just a bunch of people behind a desk engineering drones that fly in the sky. There is passion that goes into making these products.
That's exactly right. So that's what I'm trying to do at DJI. I want to build the bridge between our highly skilled genius engineers and people out there that use it on an everyday base, on sets, in the field. And I'm there in the field, on sets, still doing, you know, professional filmmaking world, collecting a lot of feedback every day when I go out, and I bring that back to the engineers, discuss it with them, and just, check out how we can improve our products. And I mean, we're talking about the third iteration now of the Inspire series, and it heavily evolved over time, you know. If you compare it to the Inspire 1, it's insane where it went from there. You know, like 2014, 2023 now. We have a flying full frame cinema camera now. it's insane if you think about it.
It is.
The camera on this is comparable to the very best industry standard cameras out there. And if you think about how the Inspire started with a little tiny camera, you know, tiny sensor, and then we moved up to a Micro Four Thirds sensor where you could swap the lens, have different focal length. That was already huge, mind-blowing. Then we had the X5R, where you even had RAW, right? Then we moved up to the X7 with a Super 35 sensor. Massive improvement in image quality. And now we're here with an 8K, 8.1K sensor that shoots up to 75 frames in 8.1K, 4K, 120 frames, 14.7 stops dynamic range, dual native ISO. You can shoot ultra clean footage at ISO 4000, which is mind-blowing.
Crazy.
So many things evolve, yeah.
You're saving me all the questions because you're giving me all the answers before I even ask them. What excites you the most about this update? I know it's been a long time coming because we've been waiting.
A lot of things, actually. It's hard to pick one. I already touched the main camera, which is one of the most important things on an all-integrated drone, because it basically tells if you're allowed on set or not. You have to match the ground cameras, and with the Zenmuse X9 Air, that's the name of the camera we have on the i3, you're basically good to go. You are able to match all the big and industry standard cameras. But we also upgraded a lot of other things. So the aircraft frame now allows an up tilt of 80 degrees, so you can actually go from minus, a top-down shot, to plus 80 degrees. So you can film up in the sky, film the treetops of a forest. For architecture, it's amazing, right? Yeah. That's great. We integrate the FPV cam in the body now. Also the obstacle sensing. The FPV camera itself is a huge upgrade. We're talking about a new sensor now that has a 161 FOV FPV camera. So you basically filming with the same lens that you have on normal FPV drones. You can, with low latency image transmission we have, and also low light capable, you can maneuver the drone precisely and confidently, even at low light environments, which is massive. So I find myself now flying the Inspire 3 more FPV style than line of sight.
That must be scary coming at you.
Yeah, but you know, because the image quality is so good and the image transmission is so good, you can fly with more confidence if you use the FPV camera. Because line of sight, you're always limited. You know, you fly a couple of feet and meters out and you cannot really see, did I already pass a subject? Yeah. You know, you can fly behind things now that even if you don't see the drone, you can still maneuver it.
Yeah.
So that's massive. We also use the 1 TB SSD from the Ronin 4D. which has a cool trick. It uses the USB-C connector, so you don't need a card reader anymore. So you can give out the media to the DIT, to the data wrangler, and you don't have to give them a card reader. They just connect it directly to USB-C. They can copy multiple cards. They can send it back to you without, you know, blocking your card reader. So that's really cool, big improvement. Let's talk about image transmission. I already touched that we have low latency.
Let me stop you for a second, because what blows my mind about the company as a whole is that you see so many different elements. So you've got... Right. You know, stabilization, you've got obviously flight, you've got obstacle avoidance and everything. And every time there's something new, you see that it learns from the last one.
Exactly.
And from the bigger models. And everything always gets so much better and it goes across the line. And you could tell that everybody works together to make sure that happens. And that's so cool.
That's the cool thing at DJI now. We have so many cool key technologies at our hands with all the different products. And especially with the DJI Inspire 3, I think it's a perfect example how we integrate all of our technologies into one product, you know? We have the obstacle avoidance and the obstacle sensing, omnidirectional now, 360 degrees, up, down. We have that that image transmission, the O3 that was introduced with the Mavic series, then we use it also on the FPV products. Now we have it on the Inspire, you know? Then we can integrate the master wheels, the Ronin 4D hand grips, as a control of the gimbal. With the O3 technology, basically we're reusing the whole ecosystem or opening up the DJI ecosystem. We can make use of our hybrid monitor. We have all the latest and greatest stabilization technology that you know from our Ronin products. Yeah, so it's basically connecting all the dots in one product.
Do you find it hard sometimes to, I guess some of the other products, you almost have to leave some things out sometimes.
Yeah.
Almost because you can't make a product that's consumer focused, it's going to be $5,000, right? Yeah. Is that a hard decision?
Well, I mean, the good thing is we have so many different product lines and products. I think there's something for everybody. You know, if you look at the Mavic line, like starting with the Mavic 2 SE, going up to the Mini 2 SE, going up to the Mini 3, Mini 3 Pro. Then we have the Mavic 3 series with the Classic, with the Cine, and then moving up to the Inspire. There's so many products. We also have the Air, Mavic Airs, which are also insane. I mean, you have on the Mavic Air 2, you have a 1-inch sensor, which is Mavic Air 2S. Crazy. Like, that drone alone blows my mind.
I just crashed my Air 2S, unfortunately, so I'm going to have to get that fixed, but that's still
it's
one of my favorite drones.
It's an insanely good drone. Yeah. Yeah? And then on the Mavic 3, we have a Micro Four Thirds sensor. I mean, people were blown away when we introduced Micro Four Thirds on the Inspire. Now we have it on the Mavic that you can basically pack in your pocket. And then you look at,
you know, lines that people don't necessarily you talk about, like the Matrice and the Specialized ones. I mean, it pushes the boundaries even more.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can imagine that, you know, trying to pick and choose, okay, what features go into what, but as you said, there is something really for everybody.
Yeah.
And even stabilization and video transport, which is what you were going to talk about, is just insane because that has a use case outside of even the aerial photography.
Absolutely. I mean, our HD video transmission, the DJI HD video transmission, this is also used. I see it on, like, you know, cinema camera cars, like, you know, Ukraine, don't call it Russian arms anymore, the Ukraines, they use the HD transmission system now. You see it a lot because it has such an incredible range that it outperforms most of the other HD wireless transmission systems that have been the industry standard on the market before we released our system.
You know, you have such enthusiasm about what, and you talk about how you're still out there in the field and you're still using it and collecting feedback. Are there any stories that have come up or any use cases where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe someone did that? Or, oh, I never thought of it using it that way.
Absolutely.
Any stories that come to mind?
So I was recently shooting a major Apple TV Plus show on the Inspire 3. So pretty much all aerials were done with the Inspire 3. And it's on set, you know, they accepted it because it matched with their main cameras. But they were used to heavy lifted drones, which are super cumbersome and inefficient to use, like less than 10 minutes flight time, heavy transport. The set has to wait for the drone.
Yeah.
With Inspire 3, you as a drone operator wait for the set. You know, if you do reset a take, you know, you have to redo a take, you reset the actors and props and cars and stuff, you don't have to land. You just keep the drone in the air, right? So it's so efficient that they kind of, and the picture quality is so good that they used, or I would, they kind of abused our drone for so many shots that you normally would do with, or they normally did with other things like car mounts, but then they say like, oh, we don't have the time to put the camera on the car now. Can we do that with the drone? Yeah, so we mimicked car follow shots with the drone.
And well, I know a lot of people that take their drone and they'll use it as Steadicam.
They do, they do. So you can replace like sliders, dollies, cranes, because especially with the Inspire 3 that also now features RTK support, it's centimeter level precision. And that's not like on the brochures, it's really centimeter level precision. And with the waypoints, you can repeat those moves
exactly
all over, you know? So it's really like a virtual, like, it's not virtual, it's reality. It's like a 3D dolly. It's like an air track, right? You have tracks in the air, three dimensional, and that's huge. It is so efficient and opens up new ways for filmmaking that you couldn't even think about before.
You mentioned flying the Inspire 3 as like a FPV and like that's what you fly. What about the other drones? You like, for example, the Avada, do you fly that one too?
Yeah, I mean, you fly the Inspire FPV style, but still the image you get out of it is still stabilized. Yeah. So FPV drones like the Avada are still different, right? And I love flying FPV drones.
Oh, they're fun.
It's so much fun, yeah.
They're absolutely fun.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to get into what you're doing, not about thing with DJI, but get into using a drone professionally for whether it's in the film industry, but what advice would you give them?
Well, get a drone and practice. Practice. You have to know your gear. You have to know everything about cameras. You have to understand filmmaking. But try to get on film sets, even if you're just there as like a PA or whatever. You know, you have to understand how a film set works. No. You have to get in touch with people from the industry. But you have to train and but it's, you know, there's so many YouTube tutorials out there.
Oh yeah.
It is, if you're passionate and dedicated to doing that, you'll find your way. Yeah.
Where do you see this industry going in the next 10 years?
The aerial cinematography or the movie industry in general?
No, like the aerial cinematography and the drone. I mean, listen, I know that we're going to see a lot of features trickle down to other products as they're announced.
Right.
But you know, if you tried to visual, I know it's hard. You don't have to have an answer.
I think it's the borders will vanish. And it's what you see with the Inspire already. You know, as I said, I did many shots on that Apple TV Plus show that you wouldn't actually know that's a drone shot. So tools, filmmaking tools are, you know, merging, you know. You don't know anymore if it's done with a slider, Steadicam, Ronin 4D. I mean, Ronin 4D is an insane tool as well, super efficient, or drone. So everything kind of works together, and that's great. You just enjoy watching a movie, and you don't care about how it's done. But looking at how it's done is incredible as well, because all that technology, it's just, if you're a tech nerd, it's just super cool. Yeah. But yeah, it just opens up so many new tech ways to tell stories. And what I really love, it makes technology accessible, you know? Like, imagine if you're like starting as a filmmaker, you have technology like even the Mavic 3 has such an insane image quality. You can use it for really high productions. And then you take a Ronin 4D or like an RS Pro and put a camera on it. You have technology at your hand. 10 years ago, it would be impossible to film stuff like that. You would have like a crazy budget to afford the amount of equipment that you need for that. Now it's easy and accessible for everybody. Yeah. So technology or budget basically is not the excuse anymore. Yeah. If you have a good story in mind, the technology you can get for like little money now is insane to tell the stories.
Okay, last question for you. Is there any scenario where you would want to use a drone that you still haven't done yet? That excites you, like, oh, I wish I could fly it on an F1 race.
Or actually, we did a lot of racing stuff. Let me think about it. I mean, I flew in more than 70 countries on this planet and did a lot of crazy stuff.
70 countries?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did live streaming for ABC Good Morning America with millions of people watching live. The drone
feed. No pressure.
No pressure at all. Yeah, yeah. You get really calm. There's not much left, to be honest.
Well, hopefully the next time we speak, you'll have a new experience.
I have to think about
it.
Yeah, yeah. I have to think about. But no, I mean, I did a lot of crazy stuff. But I'm always open for new stuff.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Maybe some of your people in your audience have good ideas. And
okay, we'll ask them for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for doing this. I appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
You're welcome.
You've been tuned in to Your Tech Report. Join us again next week for another edition. And be sure to follow Your Tech Report online. Email us contact@yourtechreport.com. Follow us on Twitter @YourTechReport. Like us on Facebook.com/YourTechReport. For the latest in breaking tech news and reviews, YourTechReport.com.
I'm Connie Thiessen, the host of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. We focus on Canada and the challenges facing Canadian radio and TV, as well as highlighting those moving the industry forward from podcasting and streaming to new broadcast tech. Check us out at BroadcastDialogue.com or your favorite podcast app.
It is your favorite girl. That's right, it's the Ali Mars, the one and the only. Everyone else just ain't me. I am the host of Welcome to Mars, a lifestyle podcast where nothing is off the table. I have come a long way from sex and dating and have transformed the new vibe to all things lifestyle. We still talk sex, but I'm more interested in the journey, where people have come from, how they made it, and where they're going. Subscribe or follow to a brand new look and a brand new era. Welcome to Mars.
Subscribe or follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, or at theallymars.com.
Because even with the new look, I'm still that same bitch you love to hate.